This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today, for Friday, October 26. The Stream of Nations. Our reading comes from Isaiah chapter 2. This is what Isaiah, son of Amos, saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem. In the last days, the mountain of the Lord's temple will be established as the highest of the mountains. It will be exalted above the hills, and all the nations will stream to it. Many people will come and say, "Come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the temple of the God of Jacob. He will teach us his ways, so that we may walk in his paths. The law will go out from Zion, the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. He will judge between the nations and will settle disputes for many peoples. They will beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation will not take up sword against nation, nor will they train for war any more. Come, descendants of Jacob, let us walk in the light of the Lord." Through his word, the Bible, God gives us hope and an eternal perspective, and its images of salvation stir the heart. If we didn't know its promises, the hatred between nations would seem unsolvable, and any efforts at peace would seem futile. But God promises that he will settle disputes for many peoples. They will beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation will not take up sword against nation, nor will they train for war anymore. For in the last days, all nations will stream in to recognize and honor the Lord. There was actually a foretaste of this in Old Testament times. When the Queen of Sheba came to visit Israel's King Solomon in Jerusalem, her realm was in southwestern Arabia, about 900 years before Jesus came. Historians say that before the time of Christ, Judaism had spread south to Arabia and over to Ethiopia in Africa. Since the time of Jesus' death and resurrection, the nations have begun streaming into God's kingdom. Jesus' followers have gone out to spread the good news to the ends of the earth. And when the Lord comes again to live with us in his holy city, the nations will walk by its light, and the kings of earth will bring their splendor into it. There will be peace in God's eternal kingdom. Pray with me. Come quickly, Lord Jesus, and usher us in your kingdom. Until you do, open closed doors so that the nations may enter into your peace. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.